gave away this one, but the town that I mentioned in Louisiana, the big shipping town I mentioned it just a while before, I wasn't supposed to, but I accidentally did. The biggest city in Louisiana. The second word is that wrenching. How else could I describe that? I don't know any sports. Oh yeah, they have the Mardi Gras there. See, I just want you to pronounce it, because some people say New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. I just want to see how you say it. Okay, this is the main city in the state of Illinois.
Chicago.
Okay, and this is the city where the Reds play.
Cincinnati.
Okay, this is, when you get up, it is...
Morning.
Okay, if I am going... I am pulling this tape.
Towards you.
Okay. And now I'm, I have, what did I just do to it?
Slide it over here.
Okay, and if I do this, I'm...
Pushing.
And I'm...
Pulling.
Okay. And so give me the past tense. I...
Pushed.
And...
Pulled.
Okay. And if I'm going to Salt Lake, how would you say I'm going down it, direction-wise? Would you say I'm going...
Southeast.
No, don't give me but...
You mean the direction here to Salt Lake?
Mm-hmm.
You're going southwest.
Okay, but would you say... Like, from here to the hills, I would say I'm going over there.
Well,
but
east.
When I'm going to Salt Lake, what would I say? I'm going...
Down to Salt Lake.
Down to Salt Lake. And if you say Bear Lake, I'm going...
Down to Bear Lake.
Would you say up to Bear Lake?
No.
Okay. Up would, what kind of things would you have to do? Would it be altitude or would it be
altitude,
direction?
Altitude, probably.
Okay. So you'd say I'm going up to the Uintas?
Up to Uintas or up to Monte Cristo or up to Evanston.
Okay. And then what would you say down? I'm going down to...
Down to Bear Lake or down to Logan.
Okay.
Down to Montpelier.
And from here to Evanston is about 18...
20 miles.
Okay. 20, correct. You should know. And from here across the street, it's so easy to get there that you would say it is a very...
short distance?
Yes, exactly. From here to Idaho is a very...
Long distance.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got that. during the Depression, there were things that were rationed, and let's say coffee and sugar, things like that, and you could say they were very
limited.
What's another word?
Scarce.
They were scarce. Okay. When you were younger, where did you go for entertainment, or were you ever entertained besides listening to the noises?
I used to go see my girl.
All right. And what did you do?
But they always just have a Friday night dance here.
Uh-huh. And was the dance in the church hall?
No, it was in there's an old dance hall down here. It's gone now.
Oh,
but
a dance hall.
And then later, from 1950 on, the church had a nice decoration hall over there.
Uh-huh. And so you went to those. What about other places of recreation that you would pay to get into?
We used to go to Evanston to the show once in a while.
Okay. And were they...
picture shows.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a